This is Tuesday, March 8th, 2016. The World of Z's co-hosts talk to me about WoW and 80s movies, Grand Old Podcast makes a long-awaited return, and it's time for an announcement of an announcement. This is episode 183.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Titans and Old Gods, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to the show. My name is Ro. Thank you, as always, for downloading this week. Let's get the show rolling with a book review. Here is the rolling restart. Yes, I'm doing a book review, and it's not just for any old book for Blizzard franchise. I mean, there have been plenty of Warcraft, Diablo, and Starcraft books have come out that I could have done reviews for, but this book, this is the book if you are into the lore of the World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft Chronicle Volume 1 is due to be released a week from today, and several days ago, Blizzard sent out a number of review copies out to different people so they could see what it was all about. I was fortunate enough to get my hands on one, and I've read the whole hardcover book, which contains over 160 pages of lore and artwork covering the creation of the universe and going all the way up to the opening of the Dark Portal. Now, this book is massive, and the things I learned in it were just as massive, and don't worry, I'm not going to drop any direct spoilers here. I want you to get this book and be surprised and astonish yourself when you find out some of this stuff. So, first off, if you care at all about lore and WoW, you need to buy this book. Do not pass go, do not collect $200. The expectations that I had were greatly exceeded. The ancient history of Azeroth is all there in more detail than I expected. Questions and theories that have been on people's minds for years are answered. What kind of questions, he asked? Well, how and why did Sargeras turn on the Titans? And exactly why is he so interested in Azeroth? Where exactly do goblins come from? How did Lei Shen die the first time? And when might we see the Titans come to Azeroth? These are just some of the things that are answered, and there's much more than that, including the history of the Troll Empires, early human civilization, talk about old gods, light and darkness, elements, all that cool stuff, and plenty of stories which make me look at some of the raid and dungeon bosses that we've already defeated in an entirely different light. And that's probably one of the weirdest things about Chronicle, but not in a bad way. It's just certain characters played a very pivotal role in the shaping of events on Azeroth, and we've already defeated a lot of them as bosses in other instances. In at least two cases, I feel kind of bad for killing those bosses now. There are also pieces of the lore that I think would make great Caverns of Time instances in future content releases. Not to mention, there's a fair bit of information that ties into Legion very well. Chronicle is eye-opening. It shows you how so many pieces of the puzzle that is Warcraft's history fits together. Now, is everything answered? No, but a lot of big stuff is, including questions I never realized I had. And remember, this one book just takes us up to the opening of the Dark Portal, which means there's plenty left to talk about in future volumes. I would imagine there's at least one or two more books like this that can come out. Now, Chronicle Volume 1 is available for pre-order on Amazon. It's still at a discounted price as of this recording. You can also check to see if copies are available at gear.blizzard.com. When I last checked, there weren't any up there, but that might change in the future. You know, the story of World of Warcraft has always been important to me, so this book was a must-read, and it has reignited my passion for the world, even if I'm not playing WoW all that much of late. After all, there's plenty of other Blizzard titles that are capturing my attention, and it's time to give them a little love as well as we go around the World of Warcraft and more in 80 seconds. Team Dignitas displayed their strength this past weekend as they swept the team of My Insanity 3-0 in the Heroes of the Storm Spring European Finals. Both teams will have the opportunity to represent the region at the Spring Global Championship on April 1st through 3rd. A new event was enabled at the Immortal Throne in Diablo 3 last week, allowing players to slaughter a horde of cows alongside Elder Kanai. Patch 2.4.1 for Diablo 3 has been recently data mined, and you can check out what the future may hold for the game and Season 6 at DiabloFans.com. At the top of the show, I mentioned an announcement of an announcement, and that's all thanks to the team at Hearthstone. Lead designer Ben Brode and senior producer Yang Wu will talk about what's coming next for the free-to-play game this Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time at twitch.tv/playHearthstone. Developers on the World of Warcraft team stated that the current plan is to make acquiring a second artifact in Legion an event that occurs early in the leveling experience. Hey, WoW dev team, Destruction Warlocks, they're still not in yet, please. And last, but certainly not least, an advertisement on IGN was put out a little bit early, and it leaked that Overwatch is planned to be released on May 24th, with an open beta period starting on May 3rd for anyone who pre-orders the game by April 29th. And that's your news. I'll be back with the hosts of the World of Z's after this preview from the next episode of Battle Pets.
Ludra the Mage here.
And I'm Ben the Mage.
Not cool, Ben.
Wait, what?
You know what you said, and I'm not talking to you now.
Okay, but how can we even do the show? Come on. Come on, just one word, please?
Jerk.
Okay, not what I was looking for. While Ludra is giving me the silent treatment, make sure to check out Battle Pets episode 81. We should have a bumper for that, where we talk about big reversals, boss battles, and the lack of bumpers for things we're doing. And I give Eludra a point.
Okay, Ben, you're a bit more cool now.
Woohoo, you're talking to me!
Well, I was, but now I know I get points. So maybe I should stop.
Oh, jeez, what did I just start?
For another point? You can find out!
Millions of people play World of Warcraft, so it should come as no surprise that there are a ton of podcasts for the game, covering multiple facets of gameplay. If you happen to play Alliance side on the Aragos server, however, there might be a podcast that's tailor-made just for you. The bi-monthly World of Z's podcast is 40 episodes into its run, and with me right now are the co-hosts of the show, Diz and Jason. How you two doing?
Oh, good.
Oh, awesome. I'm great. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
Thank you for coming on, and your podcast is a little different from most WoW podcasts, even the ones that would call themselves general WoW podcasts. So, Diz, I was wondering, since you kind of take the reins of the Z's Guild, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a sec, if you could explain a little bit about what exactly is the World of Z's podcast and how did it get started?
Sure. Okay. Well, as you may or may not know, I used to be in Aprillion's Guild over on Earthen Ring, Control Alt WoW, the Clan of Darkness Guild. And my guild, I've had Z's for a long time, and my guild had kind of died out. We only had three or four people in the guild. And so I was, you know, I was a big podcast fan. I was following anything I could. I started listening to the Pow Wow podcast. That's one of the first podcasts I ever listened to. And then, of course, I kind of merged into other podcasts. I found Hearthcast and Dark Moon Herald, and of course, your podcast, and Jan Gasm's podcast, and all different kinds of podcasts. I was a big podcast fan. So, of course, I stumbled onto Control Alt WoW and just fell in love with that podcast. And I don't know how you feel, but I always say that if there's ever going to be a WoW podcast Hall of Fame, I think Aprillion should be in the inaugural cast for that.
It's one of the two longest running podcasts in terms of just sheer number of episodes, and there's rarely ever been a week that show's missed. I can't remember last time.
I can't either. In fact, I know she has mentioned it, but I think even if you look back on the times that she's missed, she's maybe missed on the Monday, but she's caught it on the Saturday, you know, or something. So seems like she's always had one. Anyway, she's just a doll. And I joined that guild. Of course, I really loved the structure of that. All you had to do was write into the show. And at the time, I was trying to write into, as a podcast fan, I'd make little games, and I would try to get on as many shows as I could as far as writing in and contributing and whatnot, kind of like the Big G does, you know, that kind of thing. And I just got really into that guild. And then one day she asked me if I would like to do like a guild kind of announcement pot segment on the show. So I said, oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. And of course, and I kind of gave her some ideas how I'd like to do it. And she's just a doll. She goes with everything and just says, yeah, go ahead. And so for a good year, maybe a year and a half, I was doing the Clan of Darkness Guildy shout outs on that show. And
it I recall those.
Yeah. And it kind of got me into how to record and how to do all that kind of stuff. And so what ended up happening is I had a nephew that got in a real serious car accident. And unfortunately, because of what we had going on in real life, I couldn't really commit to the every week schedule that I was doing. And granted, I wasn't doing a big, long segment on that. But as you know, Ro, some of this stuff, you know, you really, if you can't really put your heart into it totally, even though it's just a small segment, it's hard to commit to something. So
sure.
I had to leave. It was a real heartbreaking decision for me to do. I fell in love with everybody over on that side and in that guild, even though at that time, even I had bled Alliance Blue. So I was somewhat of a horde spy being in that guild. or an alliance spy, I guess you'd say. But I met a lot of great people, lifelong friends. I've met Juno over there. I met Asheo and Jeppy and the whole gang. And you can imagine all the people that you know, I'm sure that you know also from that guild. And so anyway, I had to leave. And for a while, you know, I couldn't get into game much and whatnot. So what happened was finally Robert did really well. He was in a real bad accident. And we had people, a lot of support from a lot of the people in the WoW community and to help him out. And so what happened was I finally got some free time and I was able to play. And I could have went back over into Clan of Darkness, but I still had a few friends over on the Alliance side, and I kept trying to get them to go over to, you know, Realm Transfer and the whole deal. And some of them were staunch Alliance players, and there was no way they were going to the Horde side, yet they were very good friends of mine. So I decided to get Z's back again, and I had met Jason over there. And you know, what I started doing was just a little guild podcast of my own, sticking on the website for Z's. And then later on, it just kind of evolved into being what it is today. It's a little more of a, it's still very guild focused, but it, you know, we touch on some things. I like to call us the blue collar podcast, you know, for the WoW player. We're not real serious. We have some excellent players, but for the most part, we're the guild where everybody knows your name. You know, it's a smaller guild and where people can feel comfortable playing any kind of play style. And it's kind of evolved into what it is now, which is something we're kind of proud of, and it seems to be growing. And it's just a good way to hopefully get other people that are like-minded like us that love to play the game a place to play. And if they'd like to come join our guild, then the podcast is a good way for us to communicate and have people be a part of something. So that's where that came from.
Yeah, and just having listened to several of your recent episodes, your guild is still growing, which is something that not a lot of guilds can say, especially at this point in WoW's lifespan with expansion cycles and such. Jason, you're a part of the Z's Guild as well. What brought you into the fold? Why did you want to get into podcasting and be a part of the World of Z's podcast?
I've always been into podcasting, and I think WoW actually is what got me into listening to podcasts. And you know, like Donnie said, I just dove head first into them. When I first started playing WoW, I just couldn't get enough information, and podcasts were a way I could at work, you know, increase my knowledge for 8 hours a day listening to podcasts at work when you weren't able to read blogs and whatnot. So that really sparked my interest into it, and I just couldn't get enough information to do with WoW. And I just happened to meet Donnie and them from, I was a fan of Control Out WoW also, and I joined them, and one night I started playing with them, and we just kind of hit it off, and we became friends. And when Donnie had to leave, I followed him with, and we kind of decided to start a podcast, and I was ecstatic about it, because you give me a platform to talk, I can talk all day, so.
You guys have mentioned...
He ain't lying.
I bet. You two have mentioned Control Out WoW as far as being an influence on the show, and having listened to several episodes, I can definitely say that influence is there. In fact, I would almost liken your show as basically being an Alliance analog of Control Out WoW in terms of a lot of its form and structure and just what you guys generally talk about. Would you agree with that, Dan?
is?
Oh, sure. And I, that's a compliment for me. just actually, I don't know how, you know, maybe someone would think that's copycat type stuff. But for me, I've always loved the way Control Out Wow and Clan of Darkness worked. And I've said this many times that when I went over into that guild, that showed me a lot of what I wanted my guild to be like. And though it wasn't something I was doing initially, I wasn't joining that guild so I can learn how to copy them or be like them. It ended up working like that, but, you know, that the great structure about that guild and that podcast in particular is, you know, they don't do a lot of, announcing, hey, come listen to me, come join our guild, that kind of thing. If you are into that type of podcast and you are you think you can fit into that guild, you will, and it's something you want to do, and that's kind of the way we kind of want our guild to be. We don't necessarily want to go out and recruit. Hopefully we get the message out there that people say, hey, you know, I'd kind of like to be a part of that guild. They sound like they're having fun. You know, Ro, WoW to many people is in a dead state right now. And in our guild, it's just totally opposite. We've even started a Thursday night PvP night, which, that is unheard of sometimes in some of these PvE guilds and whatnot. So, PvP a lot of times for people is taboo. You know, no one wants to do it, yet in our guild, we got people that are trying it out and getting achievements that they thought they'd never get, you know, joining an arena or getting honor kills and things like that, or getting achievements out of Battlegrounds. So, there's a lot in this game that we are having a blast doing. And when I hear other podcasts and other guilds and saying that, you know, they don't have a lot to do and they're not having fun in the game, it's hard for me to digest, because that's just not the case in our guild. We've got a bunch of great people that are having a blast playing this game. And, you know, I grew up a long time ago when computers first started. You know, you went into chat rooms, right? And you just hung out in chat rooms. And then all of a sudden, then they had chat rooms with numbers. And then they had chat rooms that were your hobby, like maybe you were into golf or maybe you were into something and you joined that chat room. Well, in a lot of ways, and I've heard guys on your show say this on the social aspect side, that WoW is a great vehicle for a chat room in a way. I mean, you can play this game.
Train chat. You couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, you can play this game.
Some
and
people
have fun.
Just like to hang out and chat and talk.
It's, oh, absolutely, yeah. And but the game itself lends it to be more than that. So that's why I've kind of, you know, me being an older guy, it's kind of, for me, all the things that people complain about in WoW, it doesn't hold a lot of water for me, because for me, I just love getting in the game, talking with my friends. Every once in a while, we go outside of the game, and boy, BlizzCon, what a blast that is, that kind of thing. And so for us, in our guild, it's very hard to listen to other shows and other guilds say that they're just done with WoW, because we're having such a blast playing. And a lot of it's due not only to, obviously not to me, but for the whole makeup of the guild and what it's all about. So, yeah.
You are one of those kinds of guests I have on my show where I could just wait and try to ask questions on my notes, and you are hitting like question after question and not even realizing it. I do want to direct something to Jason though, so okay. He doesn't feel entirely left out.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, I tend to do that.
It's totally fine. I'm like, man, this interview is going by itself. No problem. But Jason, I do want to ask you, how relevant do you feel the World of Z's podcast is for someone who isn't necessarily part of the Z's Guild, for someone who may be on another realm, whether they're playing World of Warcraft or not? Do you think people not part of the guild can get something out of your podcast? And if so, what?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we talk about World of Z's, and that's what the main focus of the podcast is, but it is only a small part. We touch on some of the more popular news, what we've been up to, just our random encounters in WoW, and some of our goofs and mistakes that we make. And, you know, we're not afraid to throw ourselves out there and try and get people to laugh, or to make everyone feel normal that, you know, we all have made those mistakes in WoW before, and, you know, they're not alone out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, Diz has covered this a little bit, but I'd like to direct this toward you, Jason. One thing that I've noticed from listening to you your podcast, especially recent episodes, and like I said, Diz brought this up, you two have fun on your podcast, and it comes through very clearly in the conversation that you have. You two are having fun in the World of Warcraft. I would say listening to a great majority of World of Warcraft podcasts out there, I wouldn't say that there are a lot of podcasters out there who are grumpy gusses, but there are a lot of podcasters, myself included, who can be relatively neutral, maybe once in a while critical. A lot of us are kind of just waiting for the next thing to happen, while you guys are just having a good old fun time. I was wondering, Jason, what would you say you attribute your continued enjoyment of the game to, just for you personally?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of podcasts talk about the news and give their opinions and, you know, positive and negative and what they think the game should do or where it's going wrong. And we could definitely do that. But, you know, we try to fill in a little different of a niche there and cover other things other than that. We come into the show with very minimal notes a lot of times, just kind of a basic structure. And we just kind of go off of the fun we're having in the game and, you know, our love for the game. And I would definitely say that we're not cheerleaders. We don't say everything's positive about the game. It's not like we're on Blizzard's payroll, but
you're pretty realistic of it. I mean, even Diz himself has mentioned a couple of times that, you know, that lull's coming. So you're pretty realistic about it.
I mean, you know, we all hit that lull, but there is still so much to do in the game, and there's still so much to talk about that maybe someone else hasn't heard of or thought about doing. And we just try to bring some of that stuff to light for someone that's looking for something else to do, or, you know, if they're looking for, their guild is slow, they're looking for to roll an alt, some people to play with that are still active. We just try to, you know, cover all the other bases out there.
Sure. You know, Ro, I was a big fan of George WoW's podcast, The Mana Cooler. I love that show.
It's a shame it hasn't come back. Yeah, like he's pretty much done with Warcraft right now.
Exactly. I mean, but that to me was just fun. I could listen, you know, his shows were 10 or 20 minutes long and I was always wanting more, you know, but all he did was talk about Warcraft, you know, and most of the time he was very positive about it. You know, some of his later shows, I think when he started weaning away from it, it got to be a little different for him. But for the most part, he would find something he loved to do and he'd talk about it. And I think that's a lot what we do. We're not a big news show for that matter. We find a subject. I mean, the Legendary Ring, you know, you can go to a podcast and listen to every little detail about it and whatnot, but you can listen to a couple of shows back on ours and we give you a story that happened to us that maybe happened to other people on how, you know, we got all our tomes and all of a sudden we need to do all the shipyard stuff and we hadn't even started. So we gave tips on how to get the mage tower going and how to buy ogre caches for garrison resources and things like that, where, you know, that was something that happened as a result of us being a blue collar player and not really following rules and just it being late to the party, for lack of a better word, because, you know, everyone else rushes to get their ring and they do it the right way and we kind of did it the wrong way. Well, I think there's a lot of players out there that are like us in that sense. So we try to come up with stuff that happens to us that we can relay to other people, but there are so many shows out there and shows that I'm a big fan of that really get to the nuts and bolts of how the game works and whatnot. And you're right, we're really not that show, but we're more of a show where if you just want to hang out, listen to two guys talk, and we certainly hope you would love to be a part of the show and send in contributions and whatnot. And then eventually, hopefully, if it's something that you really, you know, feel strongly about, you end up coming up, starting a tune over on Aragos and joining our guild, because that's kind of where the real, I've met a lot of great people, you included, Ro, and I've yet to meet you at BlizzCon. I've been twice, but that's coming in, but I've met a lot of great people from this game, and a lot of it is due to the fact that I'm a podcast fan. I follow everybody on Twitter, and so and then a lot of it is due to the fact that Yeah, and the reason I'm able to keep some of them friendships is because some of those people have joined our guild, you know. So that's basically what I think, in a nutshell, what we're all about.
And yeah, and you speak about the lull, you know, and I'm one who's been guilty of that myself between almost every expansion where, you know, I usually have taken a couple month break. And since I've been with Z's and doing the podcast, you know, the past two expansions are the first two that I didn't have that period where I took, you know, a 4 or 5 month break between, just because I'm just been having fun doing the podcast and the stuff we do in Z's with the people we're with. And I think that's just, we try to extend it to other people because, like you said, so many people feel that there isn't stuff to do or they're bored or whatever. And there still is plenty of stuff out there to do. And a lot of it is, you know, what you do with your time and who you do it with in game.
Plus, my wife drags him in the game all the time. She's my, Jason is my wife's WoW coach. So,
awesome. Well, speaking of stuff to do, we just have a few minutes left, and there's something I want to do. Usually I ask each podcast a question based off of the name of their show. We've kind of already covered that talking about your guild, so I wanted to do something a little different. And listening to several episodes, I've got a pretty good idea. Jason, you guys really love 80s movies, don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I've noticed this. I've noticed that there have been a multitude of clips from 80s movies in your podcast. And I think it's one of the things that gives your show a little bit extra spice, a little bit of flavor, as it were. And you have a contest going on your podcast where you'll have an intro clip at the top of your show and people can guess what movie that clip is from, and you're telling it over the year and you're seeing who comes up with the most points and such. I want to turn the tables on you two, and I have two clips here from some 80s movies, and I want to see if either of you can get both of them, or one of them, or another. Let's test your 80s movie knowledge, as it were.
Excellent.
Awesome. So are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Yes.
Okay. Here is the first clip.
Just listen to the old Pork Chop Express and take his advice on a dark and stormy night, all right? When some wild-eyed, 8-foot-tall maniac grabs your neck, taps the back of your favorite head up against a barroom wall, and he looks you crooked in the eye, and he asks you if you've paid your dues. Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
Jason, do you know what movie that clip is from?
Oh, my God. I'm drawing a blank here. Oh, my God. Did you get me here? I think you did.
Wow. How about you, Diz?
Oh,
is this one
used
of my
cars?
Favorite... No, it's one of my favorite 80s movies of all time.
God, Jack Burton. Is that Kurt Russell?
Yes.
Oh, is that Escape from L.A.?
No.
No, that's 90s.
Oh, I got the
people
the
listening
actor
to the show are like, oh, come on.
Yeah, they are.
And
Little China.
Big... Yes. Big Trouble,
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, nice.
Okay. All right.
I knew it was Kurt Russell, and I was like, man, what Kurt Russell movie is that?
All right. So, you see, I thought I chose an easy one for the first one, so I figured the second one was going to be a more of a challenge. So, I don't know. Maybe you might surprise me. So, here is the second clip.
When ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the ball field. It's a classy move. Now, the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. And five. Now, this is most important, Rat. Comes down to making out. Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
Diz, do you know what movie that's from?
I'm pretty sure I know it. So do you want to ask Jason first?
Okay, then Jason, do you know which one it's from?
I think... Fast Times from Ridgemont High?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
You see, you got the hard one right and
I'll be honest. I've seen that movie a lot more than I've seen Big Trouble in Little China. Even it's not a bad movie. I've just seen
To be Fast fair, Time. I probably love Big Trouble in Little China way too much. But
that's a good movie though.
And Fast Times. Sure. Oh man, what a great movie that is. We have yet to use a clip from that.
I tried to pick movies I didn't think you had done before. So yeah.
Well,
but that's just that's just a taste of what people can hear at the start of your show. And like sure. I said, I know that they can interact and become involved and actually try to guess what movies those are from. And
right.
You're going to have a year-long contest.
Yeah,
for that, right?
We'll give out a really good prize before BlizzCon. And we try to give out something to everybody that answers. I've even met a few people on Twitter because of that. Unfortunately, some of them have been European and it was hard to get them game time and whatnot. But we've worked it out. We usually get them something, and we'll plan on doing that. And that, you know, a lot of that I do in this show, Ro, is a technique, actually. It's something that, I don't know, you might be too young to remember this, but back in the early 70s, there was a guy named Dickie Goodman, and they call that the break-in technique. And what he used to do was he would, if you listen to Mr. President, or there's a UFO song he used to do, and he would do commentary, and then halfway through he would finish the commentary with like a song lyric or something. And I was a big fan of that as a kid. And so if you look that up, it's Dickie Goodman, and he did like parody songs that way, and listen to some of those songs. It's a lot of fun. That's where I try to bring in different sound bites during the podcast. It comes from being a fan of his and that break-in technique. So and you hear a lot of podcasts do that now, and it's just a fun thing to do.
It's definitely a lot of fun, and like I said, you two definitely have a lot of fun on your show. You have a lot of fun in your guild, and I'm sure you want more people to check out the show and find out more of what the podcast and what the World of Z's Guild is all about. So, Diz, if you can tell people where, when, and how they can find your podcast.
Sure. You could find us on iTunes and on Stitcher. You just search World of Z's podcast. You can also find us on worldofz's.com, or you can find us on our guild webpage at zsguild.com. And that's all one word on both of those. So, awesome. Yeah.
All right. Once again, Diz, Jason, thank you for being on the show this week, and keep on having fun in the World of Warcraft. Have some fun for me, please.
Oh, thank you, Ro.
Thanks a lot for having
it.
It was
thank
fun.
Thank you so much. That was a blast.
And definitely BlizzCon. We got to catch up.
Yeah. Indeed.
I'll be back with podcast news after this clip from a recent episode of World of Z's.
And Jason, this past week, we had a pretty good, strong showing. We decided to go ahead and Danny was nice enough to contact Mim and his gang, Chicken Ninja, Belfer, and all the gang that came in. And
oh, those guys are so awesome.
Yeah, and they came and helped us out. Yeah, so then Jason, we went to Archimon and we took him down. Well, we wiped once, but real easy wipe. It was just some mechanics. And then we took him down. We had a record kill. We did him in 6 minutes, 43 seconds. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
And everybody got their crystallized fell. We had 10 or 11 people got that. And lots of gear was given out.
yes, it was.
So we want to thank everybody for coming. We had Raindrop joined us. She did a nice little sacrifice res. That's a funny thing when you have a battle res and you go to res somebody. Quite often, you're stuck in that cast time for the res. And whatever's hitting you or whatever develops under your feet, you pretty much have no control over it. And quite often, especially with a warlock, you end up dying yourself once you res somebody. but it was great having her along. And everybody, you know who you all are. Ken joined us, and that was awesome. And so great tanking you guys, Drew and Todd. And poor Ginny wasn't feeling up to it after a while. But we thank everybody for coming. Yeah, so hey, gang, we've been having a lot of fun. And then after that, Jason, we went ahead and we headed out to Silver Moon City to kill the Blood Elf leader.
Yep, sweet.
Morthron, I think his name is.
So, yeah, I don't know how you pronounce it, but that sounds about right.
Okay, yeah. So we went in there and did that, and we actually had a couple of Horde watch us.
yes.
Level 12 and level 15. What's going on in here?
And like, didn't like a level 12 flag himself?
Yeah, I think Drew took him out. So we all got 9 honor points.
Yeah.
That was funny. Yeah, and then Tiber took us into that the slave mine, the what do they call those? Sweatshops, right?
Yes, with yeah. Little gnomes.
Where the succubus were whipping gnomes into shape and having them make some clothing.
Yep.
that was unique. And then Kat went ahead and took us to the island where the Robin Williams tribute was, and that was bittersweet. That was really cool, but it just kind of sad. But so all in all, gang, a great night, and we've been doing great in Z's. Everybody's been active, and everybody's been helping everybody out. And thank the guys again over at Final Encounter for helping us out. And we ended up having a real good night, and I think a lot of people got some gear. And hey, Garcy healed for the first time. He did really good. I think
he did do really good. Yeah,
like under 700 eye level, and he did.
Yeah,
awesome.
Especially considering he was probably a little under geared, but he held his own.
No, he did, and more. He did really good.
Thanks again to Jason and Diz for being on the show this week. Let's move on to this week's podcast news. The Grand Old Podcast released episode 123 last week, returning to Rivalcast Media after a hiatus lasting over a year and a half. Sayomar has spent some time talking with fellow podcaster D2D, whom you might remember if you listened to the dark horse of WoW podcasting known as Sheep Moon back in the day. Check out the return of this show on your app of choice or find it at rivalcastmedia.com. Wondering when episode 124 will be out? So am I. So, just in case, follow at Grand Old Podcast on Twitter for future updates. Town Hall Heroes gets ever closer to its 100th episode, but episode 98 is a pretty big deal on its own, as well-known players Dunktrain from Cloud9 and Zuna from Neventic join Zoya and Solid Jake to talk all about their recent meeting at the Heroes of the Storm North America Regional Finals. Zul First Impressions, the shifting metagame, and drama are all discussed. And just how did everyone do at predicting the outcome of the European Regionals? Find out by either watching the show at youtube.com/solidjakegg or listening to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. This love for Ian Hazacostas continues on episode 41 of the Lagging Balls podcast, which includes eloquent tweets, the ballad of Watcher Devin Thist, massive burping, inside jokes, and more. And their raid leader, Selvian, gets to be in on all of it. Frankly, I don't know who to feel worse for. Catch all the balls on this explicit podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or at laggingballs.wordpress.com. Of all the competitors participating in this weekend's North American Hearthstone Championship, none may have as many eyes on them as 15-year-old Amnesiac, the prodigy of Team Archon. If you have any interest in this up-and-coming Hearthstone Pro, you might want to download the latest episode of The Golden Wisp, everyone's favorite zero-casting-cost Hearthstone show. You can find that at goldenwisp.posthaven.com. Episode 122 of The Training Dummies is all about the numbers game of WoW with guest SimCrafter Twintop. If you're interested in stat weights, trinket procs, gear swapping, simulation craft, and number crunching, then this is your kind of episode. Catch the show at thetrainingdummies.com. And follow the show on Twitter at Training Dummies. Plenty of Hearthstone shows will spend an episode talking about a single class or a single deck type that's popular in the current meta, but never have I heard a show dedicate an entire episode to just a single card. That is, until now. The Dreadsteed takes center stage on the latest episode of the Happy Hearthstone, which you can find at GameDiplomat.com or in all the usual places. Let host Josh Augustine know what you thought of this different format of the show by leaving some comments on Twitter to @JAugustine. Blue Sky discussion, listener food for the gods, and plenty of feedback add up to over 2 hours of WoW podcast pleasure on episode 139 of Horde for Life. Catch up with the crew at hordeforlife.com. Tarkanis, Dravi, and Turwinkle talk about the current state of roleplay in WoW on episode 61 of Looking for Roleplay, which includes advice on where to find roleplay even when the game population may not be what it once was. Check out the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or lookingforroleplay.com. On episode 50 of BlizzPro's Heroes Power Hour, there is no show, only Zul. And thank you guys for using that title for your episode. I was wondering if anyone was going to do it. DJ Tyrant, Balrog Fan, and Zexris talk about the latest Necromantic addition to the Nexus, and much more on this milestone episode, available on your app of choice or at blizzpro.com. Join the Meeting Stone for episode 71, which takes a look at the decision to cap battle pets at rare quality, and some reminiscing for when World PvP thrived. All this and much more on episode 71 of the Meeting Stone, found on iTunes, Stitcher, and themeetingstone.com. And finally, a bit of advance congrats to the Heroes Untapped podcast as it approaches the recording of its 25th episode. Episode 24 recaps the Australia-New Zealand Championships and recent balance changes with guest Ello from Onyx Esports and Ninja from Negative Synergy. Listen to Disconcur and new co-host Poulter talk all about the ANZ competitive scene for heroes on this show, which you can find at disconcur.com. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and continue my daily questing in Hearthstone as I save up gold for, well, whatever it is they're announcing on Friday. I guess I should make a prediction, right? Well, before I said the theme would tie into Ice Crown Citadel, but right now I'm actually leaning more towards a Caverns of Time expansion. Of course, I think that's just because I read Warcraft Chronicle and I want more of that stuff. Either way, if ever there was an opportunity to add a new class, this is the time. And we know we're going to get an expansion announcement, right? That is practically a given. I just have a feeling there's something else big that's going to be announced on Friday with Hearthstone. Maybe a new mode? Maybe a new class? Who knows? Before I go, I want to congratulate Mind's Eye, who plays a level 100 undead mage on the US Shattered Hand Realm. Mind's Eye listened to episode 4 of Reigns of Azeroth and learned the secret word for last month's giveaway was Seahorse. Thanks to an email and some RNG, Mind's Eye will be receiving a code for any mount of choice from the Blizzard store. Thanks to everyone who entered, and you can expect another giveaway in a couple weeks. And I wouldn't be surprised if I once again use this kind of format where I encourage you to listen to another show to find out what you need to win on this show. As always, thanks for downloading and listening this week. If you'd like to support what I'm doing here, you can go to patreon.com/realmpodcast. Any bit of support is appreciated. The money that I get from Patreon just goes back into the show, whether it's for giveaways, hosting costs, or any other related expenses. Realm-maintenance.com is also where to go to find the weekly podcast roundup or sign up for the RSS feed. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show or a promo to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about Blizzard games or podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at realmpodcast or follow myself at Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Next week, I'll speak to Syl, the host of the Battle Chat podcast. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. This podcast has been the presentation of the Realm Maintenance Productions, copyright 2016, and is distributed by Signals Media. You can find this show and other great podcasts at signalsmedia.com. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Diz and Jason for being on the show this week. Thanks to everyone in the community for the retweets and for getting the word out about the show. And thanks to you for listening. It is once again time for the roundup. This is an insanely quick rundown of every Blizzard podcast I'm aware of that's produced a show between February 28th and March 5th of 2016. For general Blizzard podcasts, we have All Things Azeroth, Battle Chat, Battle Tagged, Blizzard Cast, Blizzard Watch, The Blue Recluse, Chicks a Click, Epic Fail, Frozen Nerds, Hearthcast, The Instance, Lagging Balls, Storm Chasers of Azeroth, The Sundering, The Trading Dummies, and The Weekly Blizz. World of Warcraft podcasts include Balarez Bears, Behind the Avatar, Chaos Portal, Darkmoon Herald, Evangelism, Final Boss, Girls Gone WoW, Grand Old Podcast, Horde for Life, Looking for Old Play, Reigns of Azeroth, Saturday Morning WoW, Stopcast, Torn Think Tank, The Worgen's Howl, WoWhead Weekly, Wormcast, and Your WoW Money. For Hearthstone shows, we have 1600 Dust, The Angry Chicken, Drawing Dead, Golden Wisp, Happy Hearthstone, Hearth of the Cards, Hearth Coach, Hero Power Cast, The Light Forge, Legend of the Innkeeper, Top Deck Kings, The Unstable Portal, Value Town, Velen's Chosen, Walk to Work, and A Worthy Opponent. Diablo podcasts include the Diablo 3 podcast, Cool Story Bro, and West March Workshop. Heroes of the Storm has Core, The Core Report, Dirty Casual, Heroes Untapped, Hotscast, Lords of the Storm, Stormcast, and Town Hall Heroes. And finally, Overwatch podcasts for last week include The Cavalry, The Guardians, High Noon, The Initiative, Overcast, The Overcast, Overtalk, Town Hall Overwatch, and Watchpoint. For links to all of those shows and archives of this podcast, check out realm-maintenance.com.
This podcast is a part of the Signals Media All-Star Network. For more information on this and other fine shows, go to signalsmedia.com. It's okay to stick our stuff in your ears.
Really?